This episode of Getting Grown is brought to you by McDonald's 123 Dollar Menu. You want a sweet deal on a delicious, crispy, cold, high-C orange because they brought it back. Thanks delicious. To us. We go. Mm-hmm. Go to McDonald's. We talk every week about just how the McDonald's Sprite hits differently, mm-hmm. right? It's crispy.
Something on
it's
your
cold.
Chest.
Yes. It's spicy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It gives you the strong effervescence that you're looking for in a proper Sprite. We love it. The soft drinks at McDonald's just hit different. The mm-hmm. Coke, the Sprite, but nothing lives like that high C orange. Nothing. We're gonna continue to sing its praises.
For the rest
you
of
have
the
never been more thorough than when you are down to the bottom of a cup of a McDonald's Sprite. And or again, high C orange. Hello, three times the charm. Okay. Plus, you know it's gonna be a good day when you can roll through that drive-thru and get yourself a egg McMuffin with that Canadian bacon. You get you some strawberry jelly, not grape, a hash brown, get you an extra one, and a cold orange juice. Mm-hmm. That is how you start your day. Or got a sweet tooth. Get you a McGriddle mm-hmm. with bacon mm-hmm. and or sausage, honey, but it's going to be delicious. A weekend treating yourself to McDonald's breakfast is a whole new level of greatness, okay? So you got to hit that thing on time in order to get it. And, you know, a McDonald's hash brown could be a side. It could be a main. Mm-hmm. I personally eat about three of them. Add me a little ketchup and hot sauce. Mm-hmm. Hits. There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's 123 dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
This episode of Getting Grown is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving community since 1965. Win or lose, every Little League team still ends up at McDonald's after the game. And mm-hmm. you can always depend on McDonald's Wi-Fi when you need it, honey. Let me tell you something. That iced coffee is going to get you what you need. That Wi-Fi is going to continue to get you what you need, okay? Get all your business fixed. It's always there when you need it. Everyone's also save been to a McDonald's birthday party. My last and final birthday party when I was 10 years old was down to the play place at the McDonald's, honey. It was such a good time, forever etched in my memory. So we all know that the McDonald's will always be a pit stop that you can rely on any and all road trips, long distance, short distance. I really remember memorizing the exits along 95 yes. between here, yes. anywhere between New York and Nashville. I can tell you which yes. exits will get you to the McDonald's, 24-hour McDonald's at all times.
Fresh
okay.
fries.
You got to get there. You got to have the pit stop. Those are the pit stops that count. Okay.
Yes.
Ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Period.
In your eyes shine pictures of time for us. I melt with love when our lips kiss silent words, moves the earth and shakes my world. But nothing means as much like that special touch, your smile from your smile. And everything I'd miss, how can I resist your smile? When you smile, your smile, everything's all right. Your smile, nothing means as much. Nothing seems to touch when you smile.
Sing. Please.
It's a little Angela Winbush, a little Angela and Renee for you on this good Thanksgiving
shout out to
evening week.
For bringing us all back.
Yes.
To Angela Winbush.
So much.
Thanksgiving yes. Eve. What's going on?
You know, sis,
how's
we're
everything?
Tired. Everything is everything, and we're not going to complain.
No.
But we are going to have us an easy show today, y'all. And I know we did Married at First last week, but this is the gear up to the holiday season.
Oh, yes. We're just winding down. Oh, yeah. We're gearing up to wind down for end of the year. We appreciate y'all. Jay was traveling early this week, so we're coming just a couple, just, you know, we're hitting you just a little late in the week, but, you know, all things considered, we're getting the show out to you. We're going to have a good time just catching up around the kitchen table. It's not going to be a whole lot. Y'all, we just going to kick it and shoot the proverbial S-H-I-T around the table.
Kia got her booster, She's a little drained.
I'm feeling a little tired, but we're going to push on through. We're doing well.
How are you outside of that?
Safe, and I have what I need. I'm doing okay. Very grateful. I woke up this morning with lots of gratitude, feeling very grateful. The year has not gone as I thought it would in many respects, but through it all, like, God has kept his promises, and I am just very grateful and just kind of sitting with that, like, really being not trying to focus on whatever things we could complain about, but rather focusing on, you know, the fact that I have everything that I need right here. I'm good, and that's all that matters.
That's it. I love to hear it. Well, we are going, like we said, we're going to have us a light show today. We're going to talk about a little trash. Of course, you know, we're going to have to talk about the part one reunion of maths. Okay. Mm-hmm. 2 + 2 = 4. That's freaking maths. And your man's no ho. Take off your jacket. And then, you know, we'll do our honesty box and all of that zhuzh. But we're going to keep it light this week. And we know you all want to keep it light with us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to cook some greens together this week.
Yes,
the Patreon's been getting content. Yes. You all been getting a pre-show. If you ain't part of the pre-show, you ain't part of the Patreon, get with the program.
We're just having so much fun over there.
We are. Tons. We're having a blast.
For sure.
So let's move on over to this trash, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
A clean up woman. Hello and welcome to the trash. All right. So first and foremost, we wanna pay our respects to Young Dolph. And send our love to the friends and family of Young Dolph. It was a tragic, unnecessary loss. He was gunned down in broad daylight. Another black man who it was doing for his community and really trying to use his influence and so forth to do positive things for his community. Patroning. He was supporting a black business when he was killed, and it's really unnecessary that cowards have got to resort to things like this. They can't do their own work, and they've got to come and shoot down another person who's trying to do theirs. And I'm not saying, you know, that people are not without fault, but you know what I'm saying. You got somebody who's trying, and that's not, and it's just unnecessary, and so. We want to send our love to the friends and the family and the loved ones of Young Dolph. A life gone too soon. He was 36 years old. Mm. And it's really sad. It's really sad. Woo. Okay. So question for you. Did you watch the Shaka Khan and Stephanie Mills versus?
I watched possibly 6 minutes of it.
Which six? Was it the 6 minutes of when it was supposed to start, or was it 6 minutes after it actually did?
6 minutes after it actually started, and I saw a Shaka Khan stumbling and slurring. Stephanie Mills was singing her song and Shaka's song, just trying to help.
Yeah.
And I literally was just like, I can't do this. Like, I can't. And the comments was going off, everyone. And I mean, we all know I don't know. Yeah. We all know.
We all know what we know.
What we know, right? And so yeah. At what point is it not funny anymore is what I'm saying. Because I'm just like, this is bad. This is bad.
That's where I was at. I was like, listen. And I, you know, I get it. You know what I'm saying? We as Black people laugh at inappropriate things. We've learned to laugh at tragedy over time. But at a certain point, you have to stop and say, all right, when am I laughing at somebody else's downfall? You know what I'm saying? Which is why I couldn't really say a whole lot. But I was like, it was hard to watch.
It was very hard to watch. And I couldn't
I wasn't going to watch it all because Stephanie Mills and her latest antics. And then I took a step back and was like, this is your ignorant ass auntie who says ignorant ass shit. Mm-hmm. And you got to just call her out on her ignorant ass shit, right? But I was like, I want to see Shaka. So I go and look at the thing. And it don't start. And it don't start. And it don't start. And then a DJ comes on.
How late?
And then
were
I believe
they?
There
Do
was some spoken word.
Spoken word?
Yes, it was poetry. Oh, God. And you know how I feel about that. So I want to say it started an hour to an hour and a half later than it was supposed to. And then the cameraman was God awful. My God. People, even Missy was like, I can't handle this. Like, I need binoculars. Where's the zoom?
Very, very far away.
Ooh, the camera, it was better on Shaka's actual page, but then you got on Shaka's actual page and niggas was talking shit because Shaka was not, she just.
It's not good.
I see why the show started an hour to an hour and a half late. And I was like, oh God, okay.
And
Stephanie Mills was up there
the
doing
L.
her tiny damnedest. Right. Yeah. They should have just
say, you know, yeah. Unfortunately, we were not able to pull this off. We tried.
Yeah.
Because to like throw something together just for it to be done, I felt like made us all look bad. And I just wish that we would have handled it differently.
It just wasn't what it needed to be. And they could. And Shaka's daughter got up there. She sang, which was cool. But it was just kind of, she sang Sweet Thing, I think. But it was just like, all right, can we get Auntie a little bit of help and figure out, like, we got to do something because it's sad to watch. Sad to watch. And yeah, so, you know, I know people were like, I can't wait for Getting Grown.
Many
like,
people, somebody hit me on set and was like, I can't wait for the review. I'm like, there's nothing really to review.
No, there's nothing to review. Stephanie Mills tried her very, very small best. Oh, and
she was on there singing small Prince lady songs. I said, what?
Was with her little shuffles. I'm sorry. I was able to watch maybe a full 16 minutes in like chunks. So it was like, you know, I'd watch 5 minutes here, 2 minutes here. I'd log back in. And then finally, I did get to see her do I Know You, I Live You, but she didn't really sing the song. Mm-hmm. There was a couple songs she forgot the words. And it was just like, all right, I can't let her go out like this. I'm just going to get on the Tidal and the Apple Music and listen to what I know, because I don't want to see her like this.
It was hard
not
to
like
watch.
This.
It was very hard to watch, for sure.
Hoy, hoy, hoy. LeBron has been suspended for a game. And Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons has been suspended for 2 games following an altercation on the court.
Yes,
so
it was an altercation.
LeBron, you know, did you watch the clip?
I have seen the clip.
What
I don't really
think?
Know like, much about, you know, algebra. I will say this. Whatever happened, that boy's face was leaking.
Oh, boots. Okay, oil change. Honey.
I was like, yowzers. And I mean, we forget because, you know, it's easy to be desensitized to how big somebody like LeBron James is. Because we see him so much, right? He's on Instagram, Taco Tuesday, he's Space Jam,
Barbershop.
You know he's
just
a household name, right? And so I think many of us have overlooked that he is, in fact, like superhumanly tall.
A band.
Super humanly large.
Big ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it didn't really look like he did much of anything, right? In terms of, you know, I mean,
it wasn't a lot of effort, but I will say this.
Wasn't a lot of effort. It's, I don't know. That's all I'll say. It didn't seem like it was a lot of effort, but that boy turned around and I was like, whoa.
So,
whoa.
You know, the LeBron, son, there's LeBron stands and, oh, no, he, and, the, you know, he didn't do that on purpose. And, you know, all I know is a nigga gets to purse in his lips before he throws back. And I know what that means. Like, if I purse my lips before I cock, I'm about to hit you, fam. Like, that's just, a purse lip means I'm going to hit you. So I don't think it was unintentional because missing a purse lip, it was very, and you know what it is. I mean, and you know a nigga gets to pulling that lip back behind them teeth in a grimacing, and you are going, they are ready to hit.
He was trying to, I don't know.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong because I don't know.
Right.
We weren't there. I don't know what kind of shit
speculation at
this Isaiah point. Was talking.
Absolutely. I do know that boy's face is not the same.
Let me tell you something. It was running.
Keep running in and out like of my life.
Oh, far side. You can't keep running away.
It was giving.
Nah, the face was running.
Usain Bolt. Hello. I mean, that face was a running.
Run away, love.
But I hope that, you know, plastic surgery, stitches, whatever, we're going to get him back right. But
he'll be fine.
Was certainly a thing at the time.
He'll be fine. Whew. But no, and that's why that nigga went for him again, because I look down and see that much blood. It is, we got to go, and I get it. But now, you know, he's got to pay a fine. LeBron's got to pay a fine. His fine's less than LeBron's. It's like $45,000. I think LeBron has to pay like $242,000 or $245,000 or something like that.
Imagine they got fined that much.
Imagine having so much money that it doesn't even matter.
Imagine, like, you know, I mean, are the fines proportionate to, like, I don't know. I just wonder. That's something I'll probably look into. Like,
I guess it's maybe like us getting a $400 Verizon bill. It's kind of like, yeah, where does it also go? Where do the fines go? Not to taxes.
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. Lastly, before we get into a little maths reunion part one. Oh God, Summer Walker. Lord Jesus.
She done tattooed that boy's name on her face.
Oh, my poor sad friend. And the nigga's name is Larry.
I mean, of all niggery ass names.
You tattoo and you write like by your eyebrow.
Larry,
and it's just a nigga named Larry.
Larry is akin to Tony. You know how down. You know what I'm saying?
Or Earl.
You know,
like a nigga. Can you imagine tattooing a nigga named Earl's face, Earl's name on your face? Can you imagine tattooing a nigga's name on your face?
Period.
Can you? No.
I cannot. And I don't know anything about this level of love and relationship. This is lost on me. But I will say.
Me too.
That,
and I had a baby for a nigga.
This looks foolish.
I mean,
it looks foolish. And I feel like I was somewhat hopeful. You know, I felt like somewhat, right? I was trying to give Summer a little grace. I was thinking that life and her most recent experiences of a failed relationship and co-parenting and all of that, I thought that had taught our young, sad friend Summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some things. I thought she had gained some perspective and got a little wisdom.
No.
I was hoping, maybe. Only for her to run out. And, I mean, the very first nigga to pay her some attention after that. Now she has
A nigga named Larry.
Because my thing is, this changes something. Y'all might think well, listen, is his given name Larry? Or is his name Lawrence? Like, because I think, this is the thing. I say this because my father is included in this bunch. You must be careful of men whose given names are nicknames.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I told you, I met a batch of brothers, and their names was Robert and Bobby. And I said, that's the same name. And also, you named a nigga Bobby? Like that's his name? His name is Bobby.
I don't know what we're doing, but we're not doing this.
No, we're not. Well, that's it for the trash, because I don't know. I can't get past her tattooing a nigga named Larry on her face.
Whoa. I mean, I was, I'm sorry for the interruption, but that, yes, I want to know. I don't know. Who is this person? I feel like I need to do a little,
Google search. Let's see.
Summer.
Who is a nigga Walker named Larry?
Boyfriend. Larry. Summer Walker, Larry Walker popping up. Summer Walker gets her boyfriend LVRD Farrell. What is LVRD? Is he an artist as well?
LeVard?
Is that, but with no vowels?
Okay, there's a young man who makes music named Made in Tokyo, but it looks like Modern T.O.
Oh my gosh. Who is Summer Walker's new boyfriend, Larry? Meet Larry. Jesus.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Jesus. While we may not know the ins and outs of his life just yet, here's what we do know about the new boyfriend of Summer Walker so far. His name is Larry, a.k.a. LVRD Farrell. Age unknown.
LeVard Farrell.
Larry, a.k.a. LVRD Farrell, is a rapper who has a debut album called The King and the Prophet, which was released in 2021 and only contains 7 tracks. That's not an album.
That's an EP.
This is a waste. They should have never posted this. This is no information. let's talk about,
so he's still just a nigga named Larry.
His name, yeah. LVRD.
Name LeVard.
What the hell is LeVard?
You say LVRD, that's LeVard to me.
I mean, but
and I've never heard Larry come from LeVard, but I guess
with,
you know,
no vowels. That's why I'm saying LVRD, because a word requires vowels.
LeVard.
The two have only been openly dating for a few months and are seen in the photos
name
cuddling in
face.
Bed. Sporting their fresh ink. This is the dumbest thing I've ever. Moral of the story is, if you listen to my album, learn from your mistakes, pick yourself up, heal, find happiness, and most importantly, move on. It's funny how life works. I never thought after experiencing the lowest point in my life that I'd be the happiest I've ever been in my whole life. Unfortunately for Summer and Larry, however, fans are not in alignment with the tattoo. They've got questions. Summer Walker is constantly, there's all these posts. Summer Walker is constantly disappointing me. Summer Walker wants us to learn from her mistake and makes brand new mistakes. Wait, this says Summer Walker. Who is this person? I might need to. It says, Summer Walker wants us to learn from her mistake and makes a brand new mistake while on the First Mistakes publicity tour. Jesus, so grateful to have this man. He just increases my overall quality of life. I've never had someone put me and my child first before anything. To not have to lift a finger for someone to truly be emotionally and spiritually intelligent and invested in me, it's new and it's nice.
And that's nice, but you don't have to tattoo the nigga's name on your brow bone. I'm just saying, the nigga's name is Larry, so you don't ever have to do. His name LeVard. I don't know.
Yeah, no. This is just, I just wish not. That was
nigga
good
put
to
no
me.
Word. You don't even know him yet. You
I
don't
mean,
even know.
That
how old
was
is Summer
good
Walker?
To me.
Let's see.
She's in her 20s.
Has her prefrontal cortex developed? How old?
25. She's 25.
Okay. It's just developing. She'll regret that in another year or two.
Jesus.
Shout out
Jesus.
To my sis. Oh, poor Sugar Plum. Well, that's it for the trash.
I mean, everybody's only calling him Larry. There's literally no information about this person.
Because
the rapper's age is probably between 25 and 30 years old. What?
I'm irritated. What does he rap?
It says his net worth is yet to be revealed. He's active on Instagram under this handle. He opened his Instagram account and has 62,000 followers. There's nothing. This is nothing. Y'all got to stop posting these articles about nothing, honey. There's nothing here that is new.
Y'all ain't just giving me nothing that I give a shit about. And Larry. It's like me trying to search Moomin's music. It doesn't exist. It doesn't. I want to know. Don't put artists and then I can't search the fucking music.
She sings with gospel artists.
So why it's not on the Spotify? It's a gospel artist ain't on the Spotify? Yes, they is.
I feel like you can hear her singing. I mean, she sung on Ty Tribbett's album. I know of certain albums that she has sung.
Was she in the background on the background on Shackles?
No, she wasn't in the background on Shackles.
Get the shackles off my feet so I can dance.
I know it was not his most recent album, but there was a time, and I don't know, she might still be singing with him. She might have contributed to more recent projects. I know for sure that she has sung with Ty Tribbett, and like right now she's been working with this church in Brandywine.
Okay, which is such an interesting name to me. For
it is,
place.
But if you go onto her Instagram page, you'll see her performing.
Okay,
you so will. She can
sing. No, can. I agree. I mean, I believe you.
She really can. She can do that.
Okay, let me look up Moomin. Hold on. If y'all don't know who Moomin is, she's a pretty gospel tweet on Love and Hunts. What's it called?
Love and Huntsville.
Married at Love Society. Loves at first.
No, it's ready to love, Jay. Jesus. Married to Huntsville. I mean, love in Huntsville. I mean, love at first Huntsville. What are you saying?
What's it called again? Ready to love.
Ready to love. You sound crazy.
Oh, here
you
she
sound
goes.
Crazy.
Moomin Nigenge. She is a pretty, I mean, when I tell you she's a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now hold on now. Now, how do I, okay. Open in the, oh, here we go.
You sound like
Believer, singer, songwriter. Okay, let me hear you perform so I can believe. Do you call her Mookie?
Everybody calls her Mookie.
Okay. Okay. Okay, gospel tweet. Okay, look at Kia. Okay, Moomin. So glad he shall hide me. Okay. Okay, all
I
right.
told you.
All right, you was right.
I told
you, right.
you.
Yeah, okay. I take it back.
She be singing.
Well, no, I transitioned it.
Okay. I have not watched the show, so I don't know what you know of her. But I do know that she sings very well.
She's on the show. She's on the show dating niggas.
And that is good for her.
And I'm not mad. I mean, you know.
I celebrate, truly, I do.
You should, I mean, when you know you young and thriving, you should date niggas. Like, I don't, you know, it's just.
That part.
I will leave it there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll talk about that later because I do want to understand, like, what these race eyebrows you have are. But we'll
it's
talk about
it's just the niggas.
That.
It's like, no.
There's not much to choose from on this particular program.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to catch up. Maybe over the Thanksgiving, you can watch a few episodes. And then what I would like for you to do is come on to the Jaden XD Patreon, in which where we sit and watch it together.
Okay.
And which where? Thank you. And
okay.
Thank you. And which donde? And we sit and we watch it together and talk about it. And I think I would love to have your 3 cents.
can contribute my 3 cents.
Okay, so we're gonna set that up soon. So happy you all look out for Dr. Kia happy on the Blackest Show About Nothing.
Happy to do that. We're
having a good time. Yes.
All right.
I don't have a shout out, so.
Okay. I would like actually, to shout out.
No. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. No. Go ahead.
You go, because I'll go after you.
Well, I was just going to shout out the it's actually going on in Philly right now, and it's the Man Up PHL, which is basically a nonprofit organization which has been launching studies on the crisis of Black men in shootings, reducing gun violence in the city of Philly. And so I just thought that it was dope that you have a group of young men, because I believe the study ranges from ages 18 to 35 or 36 of mm-hmm. Black men who have grown up in predominantly in neighborhoods that have high gun violence. So I just want to shout out the Man Up PHL. You can go and look up more information about them online. The Root has an article. But I'd like seeing Black men take charge with organizations. Not all organizations, but I like when, you know, they move in a positive direction, because a lot of times there are not enough spaces for Black men to do that. And so
I know that's right.
Or they don't, there's a lot of spaces in which that need to be created by Black men, should I say. Mm-hmm. So I just thought that was pretty dope. And that is it. Who you got? What you got?
Well, this was not really a shout out in the conventional way, but it was something I wanted to add to the trash. Do you remember the young boy, the little boy, the where we about to eat at boy?
Oh my God, yes, I saw my heart was broken.
Absolutely. He had a rare autoimmune disorder that prevented his body from absorbing nutrients from the food that he ate.
Yes.
And so he has had in his only short life of 6 years, he had over 25 major surgeries and went through a lot to sort of manage and deal with his condition, and unfortunately lost his battle to it. So his name was Antoine Fowler. And just a little internet sensation that brought us all a little joy.
He did.
And
where we about to eat at?
Where we about to eat at?
Cause I love him.
I mean, the question that always needs an answer.
When we had the little hat on. Oh, he was just the cutest little yeah. thing. And I mean,
more recently, he's, you know, you see him and he was just not, you can tell that he's sort of declining in health. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. He passed away. And just wanted to send love and prayers to his mom. I think her name is China.
Yeah.
And she and the rest of the family deals with it, and we're just praying.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to definitely send love to her, because she just, to even be able to have those memories with your mm-hmm. child, and they've only been, because he was 6 years old, like you said, when he passed, so to have those just 6 short years, but to also have so many memories of a child filled with so much personality,
so much life,
you know, you just, that's heartbreaking. But on the other side of things, it's beautiful that she got to experience at least that much with him. And we're just grateful that he's no longer suffering, because I know his little body was going through a lot. But we do send love,
for sure.
Love to his mom and to his loved ones. Oh, that was so heartbreaking. I totally forgot to put that in there. Yeah. So thank you for bringing that up, sis. Let's talk. We should take a break and then maybe talk about a little Married at First Sight reunion part one.
Okie dokes.
Let's do that. This podcast is supported by a brand new Broadway musical that literally sounds like the show I've been waiting for all my life.
All my life.
It's called MJ, and it's not about Michael Jordan, although that might be kind of cool too, but we already got Space Jam. It's about the one and only Michael Joseph Jackson. Okay, MJ the musical takes audiences behind the scenes of the Dangerous Tour, just can't leave me alone, to witness the creative process of this one-of-a-kind artist and one of the greatest entertainers in all of history. We have all seen people boohoo all literally over the VHS tapes at these concerts. And just an FYI, I personally Kia as well, have been hearing some amazing things about this production.
So good.
The creative team are some major theater and music heavyweights, including two-time, not one, Pulitzer Prize winning playwright Lynn Nuttage and Rich Antone Talawega, who danced with Michael himself. Mm-hmm. Plus, we got a chance to see the song list. And let me tell you all something. It is incredible. Every song you love, every song we love, 25 of Michael Joseph Jackson's biggest hits. Trust me, this is going to be huge.
I can't
Performances
wait.
Begin December 6th
oh, yes.
at the Neil Simon Theater in the heart of New York City. Get more info and tickets at mjthemusical.com.
If you dread looking at your credit card statements, honey, you're not alone. The weight of debt can be crippling, honey, debilitating, but Upstart can help you on your path to financial freedom. Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan.
You should have just left that learn.
Learn. With a personal learn. Okay, I'm going to get that together.
The Urshers.
The Urshes. I had a little Madea on it. Hello. Hallelujah. Okay. If you dread looking at your credit card statements, baby, you are not by yourself, honey. Not alone. The weight of debt can be debilitating. It can be crippling, but Upstart can help you on your path to financial freedom. Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over a million people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date. Rather than looking at credit score alone, Upstart considers other factors like your income, current employment, and credit history to find you a smarter rate for your loan. You can check your rate without impacting your credit score in just minutes. For loans between $1,000 to $50,000, you can even receive your funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/grown. That's upstart.com/grown. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. That's upstart.com/grown.
Oh, Married at First Sight reunion part one.
Okay, so let's just get to it.
Let's get to the shit. Dr. Kia took her glasses off.
Mirla?
On sight.
I'm looking for you, sis.
Let me tell you something. And I still don't know where Gil was on January 6th, but I don't
still
think.
Don't. But what you have
but it still
done
ain't right.
Mm-mm. Is wicked. Mm-hmm. It is evil.
It's nasty.
It is heartless. It is dishonest and disingenuous. It is trash, Marilla.
In the night I hear him talk the coldest story ever told. You heartless bitch.
I mean, my thing is, why not just tell the truth? Why keep up the charade? It's always going to be the bait and switch for me. It's always like you portray and you do all of this crying for Dr. Pepper. Talk about you never been more happy. You didn't know you could be so happy.
And you was drunk, so we know you was telling the truth.
So, and then, I mean, and everyone's entitled to change their mind, but I just feel like you go about it in a certain kind of way.
You and don't do it after a nigga sells all his shit.
Like, you watch someone do these things in order to be in full true partnership with you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm stunned, honestly.
And what's worse about it is that it's not even that she told and said how she felt or any of those things. Like you said, you watched this person make all of these adjustments and all of these changes in their lives, and you claim, because we all sat there and watched it and heard you say the same thing, that you did not love him and did not feel it. So you watched him do all of this, claiming that you know you felt this way, not sure. And then you go and let the nigga go have one pot and a dog and some red bottoms and say, you know, I care about you so much that I can't allow myself to continue to be with you. Kick rocks, nigga. And it was just, it was just really nasty to watch. It was just really, and you could tell Gil was invested. You know, he even was ready to deal with her piss poor bad attitude.
And
you know
I
what
just
I'm saying?
Felt his hurt. I felt his hurt. But I will say, what I love, my kind of carrying on, is that Gil showed up down to the reunion looking like a bag of money.
Let me tell you something. He said, bitch, you ain't the only one. I'll teach you how to stunt.
And I was on time for the foolishness.
I was too. I don't even like niggas in red bottoms, and I was
right,
still here
but
for
I was
it.
Like, I will allow this. I will allow this. I support it.
Meet this bitch where she's at. And that's what he did. And then also not only showed up with his red bottoms, bad bitch behavior, but then he said, let me be clear for everybody, including you, Jade,
here?
Who said I was broke.
Period.
Because I did. He said, I make $100 more than she makes
every week.
And while that is not an extensive amount past what somebody's making, he's still like, so I'm trying to figure out what
where
the problem is.
Yes. Where
because
all of
we
this?
We at the same place. So you are you. What you really looking for, sister? What are you really looking for?
I mean,
what are you really looking? I was very irritated.
So this is the thing, though, and I mean, down to the Reddit and the rumor blogs, there's lots of chatter happening as it relates to Mirla. And did you catch at the end of the reunion the preview for this week?
Mm-hmm. Where I was on time for that. I did not miss it again.
Kevin asked Mirla and Johnny if they were more than just BFFs, right? And Mirla says no immediately, but Johnny hits the world with a
I mean, which is not what
is
I
not...
thought I would see from them.
You know who else had that reaction and I was here for it? Brett was sitting over there like, what the fuck? What is this shrugging of the shoulders? What are you saying?
She's like, hit me to the mess, nigga.
She was
I
would take a, help me understand. I'm going to be on time for the mess as well.
Child. Speaking of Brett.
So the girls are saying, wait, real quick. The girls are saying that. Oh. On Reddit, the girls are saying that Mirla is just a supreme gold digger. She only did the show to get money. And because Johnny has money.
Oh, that makes sense.
She's the one, like, that's who she sort of set her sights on. And because Johnny is broken and in search of validation, he has latched on to this whole BFF thing. But Mirla got an agenda. And she out here trying to bag Johnny because he got the coin. And so,
and I don't I think he's attracted to her, genuinely.
Right. Gil didn't know this prior to reunion. And so what I felt like happened, and this is me just sort of guessing because I'm not, nobody said this. I feel as though Gil and Mirla had a conversation about what they were going to disclose at the reunion, how they were going to, you know, tell the truth and, you know, sort of own up. And then Johnny and them, they sort of throw this monkey wrench in the game and it catches Gil off guard. And he's like, all right, I'm out. Because Gil is so he has integrity. So even though Mirla is trash, he's still trying to protect her and keep her like, let's keep this together because, you know, technically I'm still associated with you. So let's not get out here and not be on the same page.
They had their little talk too with Kevin, and they were all singing each other's praises.
Right.
Oh yes. Oh, we're, you know, this is a great group of guys, blah, 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 blah.
We're
so Gil was totally
forever.
Sideswiped.
Absolutely.
Trash.
Absolutely.
Trash. Yeah, fuck Mirla and fuck Johnny, honestly. And it's been fuck Johnny and it's still going to be fuck Johnny. And Johnny is the hashtag blessed of this season. And Mirla is too, because she's trash for how she. And then she did it. What did he say? 14 days after.
14 days after decision day.
2 weeks. She waited 2 solid weeks after decision day. which means she knew exactly what she was doing by making sure that she got them last couple of checks as mm-hmm. well. Mm. Mirla, you're a mean one, Mrs. Grinch.
Mrs. Grinch.
Okay, now, Brett, because I was a little shocked. So, Ryan's sister, you know, they brought Ryan's sister on, and she was like, yeah, you know, I said what I said. I do think he was distracted, and, you know, it is what it is. But, Brett, we all heard you was canoodling with a nigga before decision day. And you might have been a little distracted too. And Brett's like, what?
The thing about this is that Brett didn't get caught. Not saying that this don't make it right, okay? But the thing is, I mean, did Brett and Ryan have a relationship? No. Like, I mean, Ryan refused to own. Mm-hmm. And like, he was still trying to convince himself that, you know, this was not what it was. Yeah. And Brett was literally asking him, like, you know, okay, like, you know, they weren't living together. They weren't having any sort of conversation. They were trying to be cordial mm-hmm. and connected. So she said, you know, she met somebody. They exchanged numbers. It didn't go much further than that. But I mean, Ryan's mm-hmm. sister seems pretty convinced that this was a full-on relationship. I don't know if we could believe her, though. I feel like she just might be trying to get back in Ryan's good graces.
No, I do think that she's trying to, like, switch things up and make sure she doesn't throw her brother under mm-hmm. under the bus. I do think that, I mean, because clearly there was truth to it. Brett told the truth. She was like, yeah, there was somebody, you know, but it's not really much of anything. And also, we all saw how Ryan did her from early, right?
Right.
So, but on the same token of things, you can't call somebody and be like, you could have done this after decision day when you didn't wait till after decision day. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe what she did also was in retaliation or as a result or reaction to him being on dating sites, which in that case is like, well, you was out here, so I said I was going to get back out here too. I'm not mad at that.
Right.
But you have to also stand in that and say, okay, so if this is what we doing, then this is what we doing. You know? So I don't, you know, I thought that was I was like, okay, well, you're never going to be the villain here because you weren't the one who did this shit from jump. So you should have just said what it was. But on the same side of things, I'm also not mad at her for doing what she needed to do because that nigga
she
was trash.
She also showed up town to reunion, honey. She got her roots done.
Did. Had them titties sitting.
Had her titties out. Mm-hmm. She was unbothered.
And I was not mad. I said, look at Brett. She looks good and she deserves a quirky white man who's going to love her for who she is.
And she deserves that.
Mm-hmm. So we got a taste, but we didn't get the full Michaela and Zach.
I want out. I know that Zach is crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Michaela showed up dressed like Lisa Frank. It looked like something. I'm like, yo. I'm like, is she on the cover of a Trapper Keeper or something? What is wrong with her? What is this 1989 prom dress with this choker? Like, girl, where are you going? Okay, you're not at the same reunion.
We have established she had that on her a sense silver of style is questionable.
I mean, the silver prom shoes. Girl, yeah. Where are you going?
Yeah, and how old are you?
I mean, she is crazy, and both of them are on this roller coaster. Okay, because yes. After that man said he didn't want to marry her, not her moving into his house for 7 to 10 days, cooking, cleaning, and having sex. Her words. Right.
Right. It's like, very matter of fact too.
Girl, you are
You look dumb.
You need help. Like a kind of
help. Both of y'all
help.
Need help.
Like a kind of help that I don't know that anybody associated with this show can provide you.
And clearly you don't have the proper support from your family because they are not encouraging you in ways that you are moving in directions that make sense. Why the hell would you go through all of that confusion at the reunion, at the finale, and then go and move into this nigga's house right after this nigga said he don't want to be with you? after he has been confusing up and down the block. You went and moved in his house and cleaned for him and fed him and fucked him. I have nothing for you. I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for either one of them. Nope. Just like I feel about everybody else when it's eat each other like beta fish. I hope you do. Just cancel each other out like Zero, because I'm over it. I'm over it.
He's over it. Okay. Michaela and Zach, mm-hmm. we're going to really get, I guess, we're going to close out the crazy with those two. Next, this week, we're also going to get into the Bao and Johnny debacle.
Are we doing that live, or are we doing that?
Well, we're cooking greens tomorrow, so.
We are cooking greens tomorrow.
We have to just get the timing of all of this together.
We could also cook greens after the show. Or is that too late for you to cook greens?
Oh, that's late to be cooking greens at 10 p.m. We're going to start cooking greens at 10?
I guess you're right. All right, fine.
Okay. All right. We'll get it together. Sorry, y'all. Sorry, live production meeting on a show.
Oh, this is where we are this week. All right. Well, that is married, because we're going to get into Johnny and Bao next week. We're going to get more of them. We're going to get into the couples as they sit down and they get messy. Oh, Jose and Rachel. See how boring they are? We forgot. They're not together no more.
They're not together, but they're not. It's annoying. They not broke up. So it's like, right. Okay, girl, leave us alone.
Shit, it's Summer Walker. I'm over it.
It is.
Just get Jose's name tattooed on your forehead and girl. Leave us the fuck alone. You know, and Jose said, I'm not cheap. I'll pay $1,400 for a hotel so that bitch can eat it. And that was essentially a wrap up of them.
That's really all. That's really all.
That was it. Period. Shall we move along to the honesty box?
I think we shall.
I think we shall as well. All right, y'all. If you have not tried the crispy, juicy, tender McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich, you are doing yourself a grave disservice. Grave. This crispy, juicy, tender sandwich is simply iconic and comes in three different variations that are so delicious that you are actually going to be very confused and be that guy on the line at the McDonald's trying to figure out which one you want. There's the crispy chicken sandwich, which comes on a buttered potato roll mm-hmm. with crinkle cut pickles. Then there's the spicy crispy chicken sandwich, my zhuzh, on a buttered potato bun with crinkle cut pickles and a spicy pepper sauce. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then last but definitely not least, honey, the deluxe crispy chicken sandwich, which comes on a buttered potato bun with fresh cut lettuce, tomatoes, and mayonnaise, okay? Customers everywhere are loving the crispy chicken sandwich. As one said, if they don't offer you their leftover bites, are they even your husband? No, they are not.
They are not. And I don't even have a husband. But let me tell you something. You're not finna get in my car and get this not. Crispy chicken sandwich and think that you're not going to offer me a bite or one of my very own. Because what I love about this crispy sandwich, because it is always hot. You know, there's nothing quite like some good hot chicken. And I'm not just talking about spice, because if the spicy sandwich is your juice, as Jade said, you will absolutely get what you need from the spicy chicken, spicy crispy chicken sandwich. But I'm also talking about just having a hot, fresh sandwich. And I love it, because every time I have gotten it has always just been hot and ready and just ready for me to devour. I am a
crispy,
classic
juicy and tender.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I am a classic crispy chicken sandwich. I like the deluxe because I personally am a fan of some good lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise. And if I am feeling froggy, okay, I'm not above asking them to add a slice of cheese to my sandwich.
Oh, to I ask for a side of honey mustard.
You know what I'm
saying?
Because
I like to add just a dollop of the honey mustard.
But you know what? Also, instead of the honey mustard, I'll see your honey mustard. But you know what? I'll raise you McDonald's hot mustard, the one you get with the nuggets.
Oh, sister, let me tell you how people sleep on a hot mustard on a chicken sandwich.
I mean, y'all, you're missing out. You're missing out. And I would just admonish and behoove all of you to get to your nearest. It behooves you to get to your nearest McDonald's and get you a crispy chicken sandwich and just level up your day with the sandwich. You can even order ahead on the McDonald's app. You can do that today. Girl, get your life.
Honestly, truly.
So I believe our listener is a he, him, but you can give him a he, him, they, them pseudonym.
Okay. Let's call. They. Does that mean? Okay, so. Because I was going to say Braxton P. Hartnabrig, but.
You can call it. Well, let's call them Braxton P. Hartnabrig.
Braxton P. Hartnabrig.
P.
That's how he used to say it.
I know.
Braxton P. Hartnabrig.
Oh, such a slept on show. So funny.
So good.
So funny. Okay. Braxton P. Hartnabrig says, hey, y'all. I hope y'all are doing amazing.
Amazing.
So, I am in a bit of a tough situation right now. I am the third of the oldest of me and my sisters and could never be on the same wavelength. I moved in with her in 2019 and moved out six months later and got into my own spot. And every time I asked her to visit me, she always had an excuse and avoided my house like the plague. I bought furniture for the first time, and since she was my only family there, I invited her over, deep cleaned my house, and had wine and a funny movie on so we can hang out. But I went to the bathroom, and I promised she came in, ran out, and texted me that she was waiting for me in the car. My heart shattered. She asked me for money on my birthday and even asked to get her a loan after telling her I got fired from my job. And that's not even half of the shit. Fast forward to today, I moved to another city, and her whole version of reality changed. She saw us as been best friends, and then parentheses put what the fuck. She had a prior engagement and wanted to come to my house because she couldn't afford a room. I told her yes, but changed my mind last minute because I felt like she tried using me like a violin, and she's pissed, and she called everyone I know and blocked me off everything. I even sent her money for a room for feeling bad. My other sisters are telling me that I'm wrong and I need to make it up, but I saw it as protecting me and my peace and sanity. I woke up and wasn't feeling what she was putting down. What do y'all think? Should I man up and apologize for standing her up or let her be mad? Braxton P. Hartnabrick.
I think, okay. In these instances... I don't know, though, because I feel like part of me is just like hearing your side of the story. I feel like you made a choice. You are entitled to making a decision. You informed her. You even tried to accommodate her so that she wouldn't be inconvenienced by your choice. You've tried to reach out to her, but she's blocked you.
Yep.
And has sort of cut communication. So, like, my thing is, like, if it comes down to just repairing the relationship or y'all getting back to a place where you are able to communicate, I don't know. Part of me is, like, you know, if she needs an apology... I'm not close to giving folks an apology, right? Mm-hmm. If like what? Because I guess my question would be like, what are you apologizing for?
I guess for the last minute change.
But I mean, it sounds like he said that he was sorry and he tried to accommodate her, and so like you know, my thing is like you know, apologizing. You know, is it? You can own that perhaps I should have given you more notice. Perhaps I could have handled this differently. I never wanted or intended this to sort of, you know, result in our relationship ending or, you know, you not feeling, you know, safe or comfortable talking to me anymore. That was not my intention. But if I hurt you, I can apologize for that. My thing is in the apology, though, I do want to reinforce the boundary.
Yep.
Because I feel like, you know, it's more than appropriate and safe for you to say, listen, it was never my intention for things to get where they are now. I never wanted us to not have communication. I never wanted this to be a source of strain in our sibling relationship. It was never my intention. And if I hurt you, I apologize for hurting you. I do feel like you can also say, but going forward, I'm going to move these ways. And, you know, I'm happy to talk about this. We can, you know, work this out. We can figure this out. But these are the things, this is the pattern of behavior that I've experienced in our relationship. And it makes me, it hurts my feelings. It's harmful to me. And as such, I'm going to move differently. Absolutely. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that, you know, we have to respect, you know, I mean, everyone as an adult, we're responsible for like advocating for ourselves and sort of setting the standards for how we engage in all relationships. And I don't think that there's any shame in that. And I don't think that you should have to endure mistreatment from someone because they are your blood relative. Now, that's not me saying that you should cut them off and F them forever. But I feel like if folks are big and bad enough to treat you any old kind of way, then you also have the right to tell them, I know that you treat me any old kind of way, and I'm not going to stand for it. Yeah, like, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? I think that's more than fair. So I don't know. I think moving forward, I encourage you to have a conversation to hopefully get to a place of understanding between you and your sister. As someone who's lost a sibling, I think that sibling bonds are something that we should absolutely prioritize at all costs. Life is crazy short. The world is a place where things happen so quickly. You know, it's possible that, you know, something could happen and you would regret this time that you guys are not in alignment. But also, too, as well. You are also responsible as an adult to set the standards for all the relationships that you find yourself in. And if you are being mistreated, if you are being disrespected, if someone is making you to feel any way that's not healthy, good, loved, I think you have every right to sort of voice and express those concerns and sort of erect boundaries in your life to keep yourself safe from harmful behavior. Two of those things can be true at the same time. And if your sister decides that she wants, she can't handle these boundaries, these standards, then you have done all that you can do.
Yep.
You can only be responsible for yourself. And if you say, this is what I want, I love you, and these are the ways that I want us to connect, to continue to connect, this is what I expect. And you can tell me what you expect from me. And I'm happy to hear that and happy to accommodate it. But I want us to go going forward. I don't want you feeling like you can just sort of do whatever you want as it relates to me because I'm your brother. And that's not how this works.
Absolutely.
So those are just my little thoughts. I don't know if you have anything to add, sis.
No, I think you said it beautifully. I agree with you. I think sibling relationships are precious and special, but they should never take place over your mental health and peace. And I agree with you that two things can coexist at the same time. You can take accountability for certain ways and not want to hurt and try to do what you can, but you also can't, that can't be a one-sided situation. And it's okay for you to speak your boundaries and let somebody know the ways in which they also make you feel. And I know that there have been a number of things, but you know, that have happened and transpired throughout you all's relationship. And I think it's very fair and within your right to hold her accountable for those things. Mm-hmm. You know, while also stating your intentions and not wanting to hurt her. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You should protect your mental peace and your health. Nobody else's mental peace and health should come before your own. Because you can't do nothing for nobody else without doing for yourself. So I, you know, again, we're only getting your side of things, but with that side, I agree with Kia. I agree with all of that. So we hope that is helpful. Please keep us updated. We do hope that it doesn't continue this way, in which, you know, blocking and all of that, it's just not necessary. So we hope that that changes, but please keep us updated as to what's going on, and we pray for the best for you.
Oh, yeah.
And with that being said, continue to send your Honesty Box questions to gettinggrownpodcast@gmail.com and let us move forward to the black person self-care.
Okay.
I deserve.
So, in lieu of black person self-care this week, we know it's Thanksgiving week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we would be remiss if we did not have just a tiny food conversation before we closed out. And, you know, Kia is staying home. She was going to come, but because of her booster, she's going to stay home and chill, which I think is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you deserve to relax. She got dinner coming, though, that is going to be delicious. So I thought we could have a little food conversation.
Why not? So I'm going to, if you all remember last year, I elected to do something different that I'd never done before. And then this is funny because, you know, I noticed something, and I don't know if you can relate to this. Have you noticed that, everyone else calls beef ribs or beef short ribs, right? Mm-hmm. I noticed that black folks say short ribs of beef. Short ribs of beef. It's so formal, but
I just say short ribs.
No. I have heard, like, me, I was talking to my good friend, Jessica. I was talking to my friend, Rayma. You know, we were talking about, like, you know, things that our moms say, right? And Jessica was talking about, you know, her mom was, there's a soulful spot here in D.C. that she likes to go. And I said, well, what does she get when she go over there? Oh, she said, child, she loves to talk about she get a short rib of beef. I was like, yo, I have definitely heard older black women say short ribs of beef. And that it's like, it's so crazy. Like the things, because I mean, you know, black people usually, we truncate and abbreviate everything. But
absolutely.
But I feel like in some cases we gonna say the whole thing, and short ribs of beef is one of those things. So I digress. I'm going to prepare a short rib of beef for Thanksgiving. I did that last year and it was delicious, and I said I'm going to do it again. And so I was telling Jay that they're already marinating, commiserating into the refrigerator there. Season them
amalgamating
up. And you know that I have also thrown a good little pack of onion soup mix in
because
the marinade.
What is a beef without the lifted onion soup mix? Hello,
you got to have it. So yes, I'm going to just very simple. I'm not going crazy because it's just me. I'm going to have that, and I'm going to also have my one cheese macaroni and cheese. I'm taking it
so
back.
So you are doing the one cheese.
Doing the one cheese. Mm-hmm. I got all the cheddar, medium, sharp, extra sharp.
Yes,
I did just because, you know, just for the sake of the pull, you know, you got to have a good pull moment.
You need a little pull.
So I did add a little mozzarella.
Okay. Okay, I'm not
mad
at it. I
probably will sprinkle that into the mix just so that I can get me a good pull of the cheese. So I'm going to have a little one cheese macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do my greens. And I'm going to do a candied yam, a candied sweet potato. Yes. And you asked me before, my grandmother usually does an oven candied yam, but I think I'm going to try my hand at a stovetop
candied yam
this year. I do think I'm going to try that, and you know, I think that's just going to be my little meal there.
I'm not mad at that. You know what? I find a stovetop candied yam. I get the juices in real good, and it's kind of a quicker way for me to make yams, but still infuse the flavor and then also save oven space for other things that have to bake, a la dressing, mac and cheese, ham, turkey, everything else. So I do like a stovetop yam, but I do like a baked yam as well. Regardless, they're going to be sticky and juicy and delicious, and they're not going to have
buttery.
They're
going to
be better than
amazing.
The Clark sisters, because we all saw that travesty.
Wait,
did you see the Clark sisters making candied yams?
I did not.
Oh, hold on.
They did this on the internet?
Oh, yes.
And did they do something recent. Crazy?
It wasn't crazy. I just, hold on. Okay. Clark Sisters Yikes. Make How did I miss that? Yams.
I don't know how oh, I missed man. That.
Oh, wait. Is this it? Kiara Sheard? Is this Kiara?
Oh, is it on YouTube?
Yeah, hold on. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, so they, oh, they made this official and did another video. Okay. Because when I tell you, because one of them was holding up the, one of them was holding up the Jiffy, you know, and Jiffy. Then all I know is it was a lot of water and sugar and that was it. It wasn't much of anything else.
So there was no like pinch of cinnamon.
There might have been a pinch, I don't recall a nutmeg.
Extract.
Don't recall a vanilla either. It was just a lot. It was a diabetic.
Oh. No, just coma. White sugar? Any brown?
I believe it was white.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I think it was white. I'm going to find that video and I'm going to send it to you because me and Dustin both looked at that video and said, how are they making yams over there? And how know. Many niggas have to lose a leg for it? Big mama, your arm. Yes, it was very big mama, your arm. Well, I said I was going to try and, you know, in solidarity, make the one cheese mac and cheese. But, you know, I folded and I got a little bit of Gruyere.
Of course you did, yes.
Yes. But it's mostly cheddar though.
It's fair, mostly though, cheddar. Because I have a little mozzarella, so I think I'm you're allowed to have some Gruyere.
So it's a two cheese mac and cheese.
It's a two cheese mac and cheese.
And I'm going to make collard greens and cranberry sauce and turkey. We're having Crystal Gina's bringing the honey baked ham, rolls, mashed potatoes, dressing, not stuffing. And then if you are, you know, a Patreon member.
Oh, boy.
I should gave you all a little recipe
a
for
bougie
a little zhuzh.
Brussels sprout. Mm. Hello.
Yes.
With
just
pancetta.
One bougie item. Just one. And pancetta. It's got pancetta and diced apples, which you can omit if you're one of those I hate fruit and food niggas. But it's a diced apple that with the pancetta, the saltiness of the pancetta, and then you've got to oil up
sweet.
And salt and pepper the roasted Brussels sprouts. Mm. So and then you add a little bit of finishing salt on top. Ooh. But then I made a glaze of just a dollop of maple. Mm-hmm. Some apple butter, some mustard. Like I used actually the garlic aioli Dijon situation from Trader Joe's, but some mustard. You can use brown mustard, spicy brown or Dijon. And mix that together with the apples and the pancetta and the shallots and the garlic. And then you put that over the roasted Brussels sprouts and you fold it all together. When I tell you that Brussels sprout is something delightful. So I gave that recipe to the Patreon members. You all... You know, I hope you hold that for the holiday season and if it so appeals to you, make it.
So
and
let
me know
ask
how
you
it
this.
Goes.
Is pancetta
fancy like, bacon?
So if I just had some bacon. If I don't have That's the chance, if I don't have the opportunity to get out to get myself some pancetta,
you can
but
absolutely
I do have some bacon.
Dice up bacon. And if you're not if you don't want to add meat, you can omit it and then just do some finishing salt. You just want to make sure that you have that balance of salt with the sweet from the apple butter and the maple. But then that brown mustard or that Dijon balances out really nicely. That pancetta is just so good for that salty bite, you know, along with that apple butter and that maple. But it's a nice blend of flavors. It's a nice blend of flavors.
Oh, joy. And you said Crystal Jean is making the rolls.
She's bringing the honey baked ham and she's making a mulled wine.
Oh, she's good at that.
Yeah. Yes. You know, she's good at the liquor. So she's making a mulled wine and bringing the ham. And I'll take care of the other things. I didn't even put her on mashed potato duty this year.
Well, I'm glad that she gets a bit of a break because them niggas tried to mashed potato my sister down for years.
Did. And I said, I'll make the mashed potatoes this year. It's fine.
It's fine.
So that's it. We just wanted to have a little food talk. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about our dishes. Yeah, we want to know what the Getting Grown community is eating.
Yes, let us know.
I actually, if you all have pictures and or stories and or recipes about maybe specific dishes that your family makes, like a specific dish that's not, you know, maybe a standard or a typical Thanksgiving dish that most of us have, then I would love to hear about it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's just like a special thing, a little tradition that your family does. Share it with us.
Please.
And we'll have a conversation about it. You know, we're going to keep it light this holiday season. And we've got some good guests and things that are going to be coming back after the holidays. We've got some good guests and conversations that are becoming on Patreon exclusively. So you all stay tuned for all of that. Shall we close this out with these petty peeves?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister, because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
Oh, it's time to close out with these good petty peeves. And, you know, my petty peeve this week. Mm-hmm. So I told you all that I popped into Charleston for just, you know, a very short amount of time. And I remember going down to this market, and it was many older black women who were making baskets out of palmetto leaves. And there was a black family in there that had that on lock. But I remember a good amount of black women being in this market once upon a time. And I went into that market this time and said, "This is not a sea of black faces." And what really got on my nerves, because if you don't know and have been living under a rock, Charleston was the first in South Carolina, but was the first place in America where slaves were brought in. It was the original port. And, you know, so there's a very rich, deep history there, right? We also know there's a rich, deep history of hate, with that being the original port. But what really chafed my titties was as I was walking through and saw this sea of peach faces in this market, in which I used to see a sea of black faces selling things. It was a booth in which some white people were selling these African-esque baskets.
Oh, boy.
Colorful baskets, you know, I've seen very reminiscent of some Senegalese baskets or some Ghanaian baskets. And it was these white folks selling these baskets. And I said, "Well, what in the fuck is this? Y'all can't do nothing. Why don't you sell the clogs that you originally made or something else, but not these motherfucking baskets?" And, you know, it just...
Did you ask them where they got it from?
Didn't. Nope. I just looked and seethed and walked right on by and looked for the few black faces that I could find to support. So, you know, not to say that I'm not going to buy anything from you just because you're white, but what I'm not going to buy is co-opted goods and merchandise. Even if you did make it yourself, you are literally copying off of these original woven baskets. And I mean, I fuck with it. So that's my petty peeve. Do your own thing. Like I said, sell your clogs. You know what I'm saying? Sell a book on yodeling. You know what I'm saying? Teach niggas how to make bratwurst. I don't know. But not these baskets, though. What's your petty peeve?
My petty peeve is probably like your concern is valid with respect to cultural appropriation. My petty peeve is really petty in that I just want to know when I became like, you know, I long for the days when grown folks' business was happening and that was my reason to leave a room.
Yeah.
As I am transitioning, or I should say traversing adulthood in my own way, I've realized that I have somehow become a part of the grown folks' business in my family.
Oh yeah, man.
And
it's crazy.
You know, in that my mom and her siblings will often include me in just, text threads just, and yeah. family chats. Yeah. And I look up and realize that I'm the only grandchild here. And I'll just be like, well, how did I get in it? When did I get into this?
Like, this is not my business.
This is not this about is not me. This don't have much to do with me at all. And I would like to know why I have been added to this group chat.
Absolutely.
And I will leave. And they keep putting me back in. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't care. They don't. Their feelings are not hurt. They're just going. No. What? Where? Are
they
you
think
going?
It's some sort of mistake. Oh, Kia just.
Yeah.
We got to add Kia back to the group chat. Keep slipping out into this group, and I'd be like, y'all understand? It says that I left. I left
the group chat.
Left out because I literally
and I felt so passionately about this that I literally left. There's a notification that lets you know,
and I knew that you would see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah, and here we are.
Here we are again, and I'm over here like, well, how did I? Like,
yeah,
and I was feel like Nene. Like, you see how they put me in it? How did I get in it?
You just got a D&D the whole thing, and then they'll see that too. But mm-hmm. then, like, then they, you know, they can't. You'll just be in it, but you just walk on by.
It's like, all right, y'all, that's what y'all want to do. So, like, as the family is preparing and planning and getting things together for mm-hmm. not Thanksgiving, Christmas is when we all plan to convene. I have just noticed mm-hmm. that I have been a part in a party too. Yeah. Conversations that didn't used to involve me. I'm just trying to figure out how I got here.
I know. It's like my mother showing me all of her like construction updates.
It's like, I did not
this is
ask.
What we do now. Yeah, we share organization videos and construction updates.
About this. I don't remember this being a part of, this is not my purview. It's not my jurisdiction. I'm over here trying to figure out.
It is now.
Hmm.
They moved the county lines.
I said,
and
what?
You are now living in that county.
What?
Against your consent. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, take me out. Take me out. Leave
good
me
luck.
Out of it.
Take me out to the ball game. And that is another episode of Getting Grown. Thank you so much for joining us.
Please.
Just talked this week because we're just, you know, we just need a little mental break for a little bit. So. We're just glad that you all are taking a mental break with us. Your constant support means the world.
The world.
Thank you to everybody who's continued to sign up for Patreon. We hope we're giving you all a good time.
We're having
a good
time.
We got pre-shows.
Yes.
We got work with me's.
We got
a couple recipes. Yes. We got ad-free episodes. Ad-free. Free of ads. They say it on the description. So... you know, if you are like, what the fuck? I thought I was getting ad-free episodes. What the fuck? There are.
So, there's so many.
They're right
and,
there. They're
I mean, for
so
those
there.
Two people who were like, I thought that I would be getting video of full episodes. There are also, where it says full episodes, video content.
There's a category
content,
for that.
Full episodes. And I just, wow. Okay.
All they're
right.
not half-assed. They're full-assed.
Full.
So thank you so much for putting your full asses into this show by supporting it week after week for the last almost 5 years. We love you for real. And Kia, take us out. Tell us what to do.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. I saw a video today, a picture today. Several people tagged us. You probably saw it too. Kevin Durant is not lotioning himself. Have you seen
He looks like a velociraptor.
I feel like... this is of great concern, okay?
It is.
And this is why we say this week after week after week. Moisture is integral to our health and well-being. Wow. So you want to make sure that you are moisturizing your mind by attending to the business that is yours. You also want to make sure that
you skin, are Argentinian leather.
Moisturizing your insides by drinking the Lord's water. He put it here for us. We need it.
Did.
Finally, you want to moisturize your skin because Kevin Durant's skin is not well. And you just don't want to look like that. Whoa. We love, as much as we love and care, I just want better for Kevin.
Well, A, his legs look like they're going to break. And B, they look like they're going to break ashy. He has he's got that skin where he needs to get in the shower and lotion.
The thing is, though,
while he's still wet.
What fascinates me about this is that it looks painful.
Does it not look like it's about to bleed?
That kind of ash looks like your skin is so dry that it actually hurts.
It's the epitome of there is levels to this shit.
You can see no one's skin should look like desert terrain like that.
Mm-mm. No, it's giving me diabetic limb.
It's scary. I'm not holding you. How do we... Woo! You listen, y'all. Just do better. We love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Enjoy your family. Be thankful every day. Mm-hmm. We'll see y'all next week.
Don't be Kevin Durant.
Bye. Don't do it. Goodbye.